Happy new month. Welcome to the month of March, another opportunity to step up your self-development game. Hello, cheerful people. How are you doing today? How has the week been? I hope you all doing well. My name is Ade and this is Weekend Cheer On. I am a student and I make research on self-help topics and share what I have learned. So on today's topic, I'll be talking about positivity and optimism. So this topic coming from me is quite interesting because I used to be so negative. I'm not fully an optimistic and positive person that I want to be yet, but I'm trying and I know that we can do it together. So what is positivity and optimism? Positivity is simply a quality of being positive and optimistic, while optimism is being hopeful and confident that something good will happen, not worrying about how the present situation is. Being positive and optimistic can be very difficult for teenagers and youth today, because I think that most teenagers and youth allow themselves to be depressed. And some of them don't want it to change, just want to keep living depressed. But if you have decided to develop yourself this year, one of the things you have to do is to learn how to be positive and optimistic. Positivity and optimism are different, even if they kind of work hand in hand. Positivity is a state of mind in which one feels good, while optimism is looking forward to the future event of your life. Positivity is telling ourselves and others that everything is good even when it is not, and optimism accepts truth of the reality and looks forward to a brighter future. So what are the characteristics of an optimistic or a positive person? One, they recognize that they can make the best out of any situation. They see a situation as opportunity, not problems. They believe anything is possible with positive attitude and hard work. They are more satisfied with their lives. They believe that everything happens for a reason. They focus on their strengths and not their weakness. They remember the good times better than the bad ones, and they are always grateful and so on. So what are the benefits of being positive and optimistic? If you're positive and optimistic, what are your gains? So according to WebMD, optimism and positivity play a lot of roles in our mental and physical health. So some physical benefits of positivity and optimism is better stress management, pain tolerance, lower blood pressure, and increased lifespan. Why? The benefit of positivity on our mental health is better mood, less depression, better coping skills, and more creativity. Alright, so how can we become positive and optimistic? Like, how can one become a positive and optimistic person? So according to Healthline, here are some tips on how you can think positively and become optimistic. The first one is to focus on the good things. Yes, life is full of challenges here and there, but that doesn't mean that bad things happen every day, does it? Even in some bad things, we can pinpoint and find out some good things. The next one is to practice gratitude. Being grateful has a lot of benefits, from reducing stress to improving self-esteem and so on. I have an episode on gratitude. If you haven't listened to it, be sure to listen to it. Like, try to listen to it. So practice gratitude. And the next one is open yourself to humor. In simpler words, laugh and smile more. Laughter reduces stress, it reduces anxiety, it reduces depression. You see, ever notice that depressed people, when they're out with friends, hanging around with funny people, They laugh at the moment. They forget all what you're going through. But after they go back to the dark room, they remember everything again. So open yourself to humor, like to laughter. Always be around people that smiles and stuff. Other tips include practicing positive self-talk. Don't be so negative. When things are not going well, just try to think about positive things. It's going to work out. Everything's going to be fine. It's just for the meantime. Just practice positive self-talk. The next one is spend time with positive people. If you notice that, okay, you're a negative person, don't stay with people that are negative. Instead, you're going to keep drowning yourself. Rather, spend time with positive people. Identify your areas of negativity and try to tackle them one at a time. For you to be able to, like, solve your problems, you need to identify the problems. Yes, so try identify the areas of negativity and try tackle them. All right, we've come to the end of today's topic, today's episode. Hope you learn one thing or the other. I appreciate you for listening to the very end. And also, I want to use this medium or this moment to thank you all for listening and for sharing this podcast. I got a listener from Peru last week, even if I don't know no one from Peru. All right, thank you very much. I love you so much. Thanks for supporting me. And I hope you have a nice weekend. A quick stuff or information. I'm sorry about the background noise today because I'm actually not in my home, like my space. So I'm actually recording in another place. And so there are like some underground noise, like background noise that could be annoying. All right. Love you. Have a nice weekend. Please remember to check up on your friends, your family, your hi, your hello, your how are you might be saving your life. Love you. Peace out.